Hi, this is Mario, and you're listening to the MarioCast podcast. This podcast was originally recorded Monday, August 15, 2005. Okay, so welcome again to a wonderful episode of the MarioCast. Actually, I haven't done many of these MarioCast audio podcasts in a while. I've been doing a whole bunch of those video podcasts for you guys to check out every once in a while, and then I did that one with from NCKP, but this one is going to be an actual MarioCast podcast where I just blabber about anything I want. Anyway, this podcast is particularly special because this, you know, they've been throwing around this word podcast for quite a while, and the assumption is that in order for listen to a podcast, then you need to have an iPod to listen to it, although that's kind of a misnomer as well. The whole selling point of podcasts is that you can download all the podcasts that you want and then listen to them at your will. Usually on some MP3 player when you're either going to work or walking around somewhere, but you could use it on any MP3 player, just not an iPod, but just the term podcast has caught on. So this past week is pretty significant for this podcast is because what I'm recording my podcast on now, I usually do it on my laptop through my PowerBook, through the microphone, through GarageBand, but what I'm doing now is using my iPod to actually podcast right now. So I think this, I don't know, maybe I'm not the first one to do this, but I'm actually podcasting from my iPod right now. Gina was nice enough to give me an early birthday gift, even though I'm 2 weeks early for my birthday, but it just so happened to arrive from Amazon.com. I got one of those Griffin iTalk microphones, which you just plug into the headphone port at the top of your iPod. This is a third generation iPod that I'm using. And this iTalk contains both a microphone and a little speaker in order for you to record various voice memos. And what I thought I would do is, this would be a really neat idea to create some podcasts as I have some random thoughts every once in a while and I just want to record them down. So I'm going to be using this. The audio quality maybe isn't as hot as even the internal microphone on my PowerBook through GarageBand, but still it allows that portability where I don't have to open up the PowerBook and start up GarageBand. I can just whip out the iPod and plug in the little iTalk microphone and start blabbering away, ranting away. What I'll probably do is put up a picture of this wonderful iTalk. I took a picture of the iTalk attached to the iPod. And you see how that all works. So this is truly podcasting in all its glory. So we're approximately 1 week before the beginning of the fall semester here at OU, and no job as of yet for me, so it looks like I'm going to be sticking in good old Norman, Oklahoma for at least another semester or probably another year. Got a few rejection letters in the past few weeks. Got one from good old Kutztown University in Pennsylvania. I actually went out for an interview, and I thought it went really well. I got to do a nice little teaching demonstration on the music of Igor Stravinsky, which I think kind of flattered them a little bit, but didn't impress them enough. And maybe they got the idea that I didn't want to go out there anyway for just a small position coming all the way out from Oklahoma. I don't think they were going to pay for my moving expenses, so forget that. But I appreciate them giving me the time. What I don't appreciate is the good old UNLV. That's the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I got an interesting rejection letter from them. It said, thank you for your application for the Professor of Astronomy position. Search for that professor of astronomy position within the physics department is now closed. Now, I didn't really think myself big enough to be able to make a professor of astronomy position, especially when my major is music education, but nonetheless, they sent me a rejection letter, and I called up UNLV and said, what's the deal with them getting my application? Did my application go to the wrong department and never even make it to the music department? But not to ramble on too much, but those people at UNLV really don't have their stuff going on They're not very organized. They said, oh, well, it was just, I got a phone call back from the physics department saying, oh, it was just a computer generated list and we just sent it out. So I'm like thinking, well, gee, that's nice to see that you pay a lot of special attention to detail. And I had emailed the music department a couple times. I emailed the head of the piano search committee. His name was Professor Mikola Suk. His name was Professor Suk. And maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong, or maybe I'm pronouncing it right. It's spelled S-U-K, but I prefer to call him Professor Suk. Because Professor Suk, I emailed him, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago saying, hey, could I at least know the status of my application? I submitted it online two times, once in April, once in May. But Dr. Suk didn't find it in his schedule to be able to email me back almost every other position that I've inquired about, like at least have you, you know, where are you in the search process? At least they've emailed me back and, yeah, we're in the middle of it and we thank you for doing it, but nothing from the UNLV. So, Dr. Suk, this podcast is dedicated to you. Anyway, I'm wrapping up the last week in my August intersession of understanding music, and it's going pretty well. A relatively small class. The only thing was at the very beginning of the semester, when I went to ithink.ou.edu, it said I was teaching in room 109, yet on enroll.ou.edu, it said I was teaching in 131, so I totally missed my first class, and those geniuses in the IT department here at OU screwed up yet again. So, but that's okay. They got this whole new thing to replace Blackboard, which is learn.ou.edu, which when I tried it at first, I thought, you know, this new system is horrible. And actually getting to a chance to hash it out through this August intersession, I think gives me an advantage going into the fall semester and knowing how everything works. So it's not as bad as I initially thought, but I still think that it's some honcho. They dropped the whole Blackboard system, even though there was practically nothing wrong with Blackboard. I never had any complaints with Blackboard. None of my students ever had any complaints with Blackboard. But nonetheless, I bet there's some guy at IT that was just like, oh, I bet this would look great on my resume if I said that I got rid of Blackboard and installed our new Desire to Learn system to fix everything, and I've implemented this new system into OU and just create a whole bunch of headaches. Anyway, I think that's going to give a lot of people problems, a lot of instructors who are used to Blackboard problems at the beginning of the semester, of the fall semester, and I feel bad for you guys, but they did offer some training sessions, but I doubt that anyone went to it, so people are going to have lots of problems with Blackboard. Learn.ou.edu, particularly the new instructors, those new grad assistants who are coming in this semester. So maybe I'll be able to bail out some people if they ask for advice. Kimberly from the wonderful piano pedagogy department here at OU is throwing a party this Friday. Both Kimberly and Kelly, they will be welcoming everyone. It's nice to see other people stepping forward to make new people feel welcome. I've always found that quite unique here at OU, is that particularly in the piano department, there's this kind of bonding and willingness to get together outside of our class situation. So those of you who haven't got the invitation, make sure, those of you who are in the piano pedagogy department, make sure you go check out Kimberly and Kelly's piano pedagogy party at Friday. I don't know if it was just for grad assistants or grad students, but anyway, looking forward to that. Probably be stopping by, although we won't stay very long. Gina's mom is going back to China, and I'm going to be stuck babysitting Neo for about during the day, so won't get many opportunities to see many of these piano people because of babysitting during the day and then teaching at night, so be a good time to chat with them and see what's going on. Anyway, that will do it for this week's MarioCast. I don't know how often I'm going to be doing these Mario casts, but just wanted to try this out with the new iTalk, and you'll probably hear from me when I get kind of upset with certain things that are going on. I'll probably just come off and rant as much as I want. Remember, you could subscribe to the Mario cast by going to the iTunes Music Store, and when you search for podcasts, you could search for Mario, and I should be one of those that comes up, and you can subscribe to my podcast and have it downloaded to your computer and listen to it whenever you want, and you'll always get the latest update. In addition to that, you could also go up to the advanced menu on your iTunes application and select subscribe to podcast, and you can punch in the following URL. That would be http://feeds.feedburner.com/MarioAjero. That's MarioAjero. And you could also do that through other podcasting software. But again, feeds.feedburner.com/MarioAjero is the feed that you want. So I'll see you later. Bye.